Hi, this is dictation for Nasira Siddiqui, NASIRA SIDDIQI, data services 4/8/2025, data services 4/8/2025, date of birth 3/28/58, date of accident 2/7/2025. This patient was involved in an automobile accident by being collided with 5 to 6 deers that damaged her windshield in the front, the side windows. The entire car was total. They climbed on the top of her car, and top of the moonroof is sunroof is damaged. She suddenly come to a halt, and she injured both the knees, both shoulders, head injury, headache, nausea, vomiting. She didn't pass out or any seizures, but she started having pain in the neck and the mid back and lower back. She do not remember what exactly happened. She did not see the deers coming. They came all of a sudden. Overall, at this time, pain is present in the neck, mid-back, lower back, both hips, both knees, both shoulders, both elbows, both hands. And this pain is shooting down to both arms, involving all both the upper and forearm, front and back, as well as both the legs, front and back, all the way up to the ankle. However, at this time, she's saying her hands are not tingling and her feet are not tingling and numb. Overall, pain is 8. ADLs are affected 8, and she reports 10% relief in the pain. The kindly review the records for the ADLs for system review and for substance abuse, compliance history, and medications. In physical examination, the blood pressure is found to be 129/86, pulse is 79, pulse ox is 100. And the rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit of 2/27/2025, dictation number 0504-001. The plan will be to continue all the treatments. I have provided a new device for traction for the neck so that she can do a home traction. The MRIs are available to be reviewed, which I reviewed with the patient. I also provided her a brace for both the knees and a quad cane. The MRIs that are done show the following. The brain MRI came out to be completely normal with neuroquant except for the parietal area left side and especially the left supramarginal gyrus. That is showing a slight atrophy, but entire brain has come out to be completely normal. And hence, patient is just ordered a psychotherapy, nothing else. In the right knee, the MRI shows presence of knee joint arthritis from pre-existing, grade 4 chondromalacia from the pre-existing issues. There is an anterior cruciate ligament sprain, medial collateral ligament sprain, complex tear in the body and posterior horn of the medial meniscus, and subcutaneous soft tissue edema along the anterior aspect of the knee. In the left knee, patient is found to have a high-grade tear of the posterior horn of the medial meniscus with attenuation of the posterior horn of the body and resulting 0.4 centimeter extrusion of the generalized degenerated body in the medial girdle. Grade 2 signal in the lateral meniscus, patellofemoral osteoarthrosis, sprain of the posterior lateral bundle of the anterior cruciate ligaments. In the left shoulder, patient is found to have a tendinitis and tendinosis of the supraspinatus, infraspinatus, subscapularis. And in addition, patient has biceps tendinosis. And there is a posterior superior small labral tear. In the right shoulder, the patient is found to have subacromio-deltoid bursitis. And supraspinatus tendinosis. Cervical spine shows posterior lateral disc herniation of C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, and C7 T1 with the involvement of left C5, right C6, left C7, and right C8 null root. There is a moderate unconvertible facet hypertrophy along with in these areas. Lumbar spine shows a right paracentral disc herniation, disc bulging, L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1 with involvement of L4 nerve root bilaterally, L5 nerve roots bilaterally. These MRI findings have been discussed with the patient. Role of physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, home treatment, cervical neck traction. Role of the injections to both the shoulders, intra-articular and into the rotator cuff tendon muscles. Role of the bursa injection, role of the knee injection, intra-articular have been discussed with the patient. And role of surgery has been discussed for the knee and the shoulder. Patient has been advised to try 3 to 4 injections to the lumbar spine, epidural injection, bilateral SI joint injections times 2, LESI times 4, and cervical CESI times 2 to 3 before jumping for any further options like surgery or even spinal cord stimulation. The patient agrees she would like to have an injection to both the shoulders, both knees, and lumbar epidural injection, ASAP. She is being scheduled for that. Thank you. We'll be seen in 2 weeks' time. But thank you.